Where do we locate the passion? Is it simply its awfulness, its horror as a tool of torture, the nails, the screams of the crowd hungry for blood, the death cry of the crucified? Well, yes, it is all of this, but there is another level, another depth that will bring us later on in our liturgy to kiss the broken body, this Corpus Christi. For the passion is essentially God's passion for us, pro nobis, for our salvation. It is why Jesus was born and why he died. What an early father of the church, Athanasius, said was that in the incarnation, what is not assumed, it cannot therefore be healed. Therefore, in the incarnation, Jesus took on the whole of human nature, social and political nature, the whole of the world, not only, to put it simply, in its joyful mysteries, but also in its sorrowful. If Jesus had only experienced the joys of being human, born of Mary, there would have been a whole side of humanity, a whole side of the world that he would not have touched and lived. Therefore, he had to live it full circle. Therefore, yes, he had the joy of being human. One of the fathers of the church also said the greatest gift the Father could give the Son was the gift of a human heart. But the gift of a human heart also means taking on the full tragic consequences of what humanity has done to itself and continues to do to the world. This required a human heart and an embrace that would be stretched to breaking point. Therefore, God's solidarity with us in all things meant, as one of the Eucharistic prayers used to say, that Jesus opened his arms on the cross to reveal the resurrection. This entering into the human condition, experiencing it from within, some people would think, could not God have done this from above, a forensic pronouncement that would just heal the whole thing? But the Passion tells us that God had to do this from within, that he opened up for us from within our helplessness and hopelessness a way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Therefore, the Passion helps us to understand that for all eternity, God did not want us to be alone, so that even Jesus, we are told, descended into the depths of hell. That had to happen in order for us to be saved. It is a paradox, this sharing in our humanity, this healing from within, but it is not a contradiction. In Catholic spirituality, paradoxes are to be lived and entered into. So therefore we enter into the mystery of the Passion with our hearts and our heads. But we're led to something that we can't understand because it is love at its most absolute and greatest that God should choose to be one like us, to know what it is to be you and to be me. That is the Passion, that is the cross. This is the seed of the resurrection, the transformative power of that kind of passion. So that even in the resurrection, Jesus comes among us, yes, triumphant, but wounds in his hands and in his side. Ask Thomas to touch the wounds. He comes to people behind closed doors who are there out of fear. He comes to poor Mary of Magdalene, who thinks that she has lost him forever. The resurrection narratives are still about the wounded healer, or what the present Pope loves to speak of as the shepherd with a wounded heart. This is the Passion. This is the resurrection. This is the drama of love that takes place eternally in Father, Son, and Spirit, and comes among us in this beautiful liturgy when we go to kiss the cross, the vulnerable God, but also in the vulnerability of our own lives, the costly passion that we live in so many different ways, many of us without answers, without solutions, but we come to the cross not as a no exit, as a cul-de-sac, but as a very strange opening to something beautiful and new that can only come about because God, Philippians tells us today, comes to us in Jesus, who doesn't hold equality with God something to be grasped, but empties himself and becomes as we all are, even to death. This is why we come today in the liturgy to kiss the cross, the God so vulnerable to our vulnerability. And it is by his wounds that we are healed. Amen.